make sure you tune in to Block to Block Show. It's a great show.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Brothers and sisters.
I'm over here Block to Block waiting on you to come over the end of the block.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
Block to Block Radio here on 91.5 FM, KKUP, Cupertino.
I got some very special guests in the house. I got Enrique Flores. Folks know him best with the Eastside Heroes. Well, he's here today with Daniel Osadio. He's a filmmaker. He's put out some films such as A Miracle, great film, and also most known for Low Riding in Aslan. It's a documentary documenting the low riding scene here in the Bay Area in Northern California. Well, I got him in here today talking about the Corazon Project. Now, Enrique, for folks out there that may not know you, won't you go ahead, just let folks know who you are, and tell us about the Corazon Project and what's going down.
So I founded Eastside Heroes back in 2003, and Supervisor Dave Cortez has been a huge supporter. He was on my board for a long time, mentor of mine, and he, has a lot of love for the East Side, and especially in around the Orville area, neighborhood. So one day he asked me over lunch, you know, what could we do to help transform this neighborhood, you know, to a kind of a, you know, where people can, you know, really grasp and appreciate peace, you know, in the streets. So we started the Corazon Vision, the Corazon Project, and he hired and contracted Eastside Heroes, the nonprofit, to make that vision happen in terms of leaders create leaders, you know, getting local teenagers to be the solution in that neighborhood, not just something we have to deal with or address, but more of how can we transform the teenagers to be the solution in their own neighborhoods.
Now, you hooked up with Daniel Osadio. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me a little bit about that.
So Daniel Osorio and myself go way back. We go way back as friends and classmates, and also as partners in the community as well. Just whatever. We're very passionate about serving the community, especially the Latino community. So watching his films as well, very talented young man. So as the Corazon Project started this past year, about a year ago, it started off as a, you know, 6-week thing, but the kids continued to come to class. So then it started growing the vision. And I had documented so much on my little camcorder that I said, you know what, we need to package this. You know, we need to kind of show what we did in 1 year. So I teamed up with Daniel Osorio here, and he just worked his magic and made this awesome film that people are loving. And as soon as Supervisor Dave Cortez saw the film, he said, I'll order 1,000 copies.
Wow.
And we just are kind of going that way.
All right. And Daniel Osorio, man, it's a pleasure to have you in the house.
Yeah, you know, just a little background on the project. When Enrique was out there just shooting little clips here and there of what was going on with the Corazon Project, as he mentioned, he felt the need to package it. Mm. And so when he approached me, I mean, it was like a no-brainer, because I'm from the East Side. I got a lot of love for the East Side. I grew up in all these neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And for me, this is something that I'm very passionate about doing, is telling the story of our East Side, telling the stories to really liberate those that are living that struggle, that feel that there may be no way out. And so I said, you know what, let's take it to the next level. Let's take it to where not only we interview you so we can get more in-depth about what the program is about, but also the supervisor, Dave Cortese, and bring it to that Santa Clara County level, to where people can really feel that it's not only an effort in the East Side, but also it's an initiative by the County of Santa Clara to make positive changes in the area. Everyone that I have shown, whether they be from the East Side community or part of the police department or the sheriff's office or within community groups, have been really inspired by the project. And right then and there, we knew we had something.
Oh, yeah.
And so we decided to move forward with it.
Now, with that being said, working with these young people, what are some of the solutions that our young people are coming up with when we're talking about battling violence in our schools and in our streets?
Well, it's more of, you know, we can't get rid of habits. We can only replace habits, you know. So the kids are mainly, they're discovering, you know, the need and desire to help. You know, so for example, we have these teenagers who last year were building houses in Morgan Hill. Wow. We were delivering bag lunches to the day workers in front of Home Depot. You know, we were doing things like that. We were collecting guns and gang colors off the street and, you know, doing that as well. This year, the teenagers from the area are going to Fisher Middle School now and working with the suspended and detention kids. You know, wow. we're and the kids were getting suspended on purpose to come to our program. So we wow. said, you know what, let's change it up. Let's make it more into an after-school leadership thing where if you behave, you can come to the program. So we flipped it on them. So we're starting on Fridays, and the kids are the teenagers are developing clubs, and wow. they're really the leaders here. I just kind of stand back and coach them throughout the process. So we're going to have our Unity Part 2 coming up in March 24th, where we're going to collect more guns and collect gang colors as well, and in exchange for gift cards and those type of things.
Oh, wow. And I tell you what, folks out there, you need to be in tune with this, especially if you have youngsters in these communities, the Overfelt, the South Cipuedes neighborhoods, these old East Side neighborhoods, because there's a lot of good things. You know, it's sad to say there's been a lot of budget cuts. There's been a lot of programs that are gone now. But I tell you what, there's still a lot of programs out there that are thriving.
Exactly. Even with the murals, I mean, the kids, I mean, initially, you know, a lot of promises. And then I show up to paint with maybe three kids. So I have to get my hands dirty up in there and paint as well, which is fine. But that wasn't the objective. So now, every time we do a mural, we're going on our seventh mural now. We just completed. The kids are coming out now in the, in, you know, 20, 25 deep now, and then they're just getting in there and really with a lot of pride painting murals between Orfelt, Welch Park, and Dorsa Elementary. So that's kind of that whole kind of area that we're concentrating in.
And, you know, let me just add, these murals, although they're very simple and their artistic nature, the messages are just very, very powerful, and they're inspiring. My aunt, who lives in the neighborhood, when one of the very first ones were coming up and being put on a wall right near her home, I mean, she came outside, and I haven't seen her smile as big as I saw her smile that day in maybe 20 years.
Yeah.
And she said, powerful. First word out of her mouth. And it just goes to show that just simple things, simple actions by teenagers who also used to be part of the problem are now being part of the solution, and they're affecting everyone in their community, young and old.
Enrique, is there a message you want to give to the folks out there tuned in right now? What is something you want to leave with them?
The main message I will leave for them is that, you know, never lose hope in transformation. You know, never minimize mentoring, the role of a mentoring. You know, these high schoolers are being mentors to these middle school kids, but these high schoolers also need mentors. You know, it could be their uncles, fathers, neighbors, you know, friends, and just kind of take the time to listen to these kids and find out what's their day about. Don't just say how are you doing, but really sit down and say, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Like, what's your high point, low point of your day? You know, and really find out, because these kids are hungry for mentors.
I thank you guys for coming down today. We've been rapping with Enrique Flores of Eastside Heroes fame, not to mention the Corazon Project, along with Daniel Osario, filmmaker. I want to thank you guys for coming down this morning. Folks out there, you need to be in tune. You need to get in touch. Google search the Corazon Project, the videos, get involved, and find out what you can do and how you can be a part of it. And with that said, I want to thank you for coming down, and you've been tuned in to Block Radio right here on 91.5 FM, KKUP, Cupertino.